Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. In the winter of 2012, the City of Ashland commissioned an archaeological survey of the historic downtown plaza as part of its redesign. The new construction included placing a time capsule at the end of Lithia Park to be opened in 100 years. In addition to the artifacts from a Shasta Indian village once located near the plaza, the capsule contains interesting pioneer objects, including a Duffy's malt whiskey bottle. The amber bottle with its raised insignia on the front was slightly smaller than today's whiskey bottles and probably would fetch anywhere from $5 to $30 on the antique market. In the 1870s, Walter Duffy inherited a cider refining business in Rochester, New York from his father and turned it into a prosperous distiller of alcohol, French spirits, malt, wheat, rye, and bourbon whiskeys. Duffy's advertised its celebrated Duffy's malt whiskey as the greatest known heart tonic. In Duffy's dictionary, malt meant medicinal, and it was a period when alcohol was generously added to bitters and medicines. Duffy's was able to sell his beverage in both bars and pharmacies. The Pure Food and Drug Act wasn't passed until 1906. Today's episode of As It was written by Marianne Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.